Now that you have an idea of how play may help you feel better, may help you feel happier, it's time to go do it. I recommend that you begin with 1 hour of play a week. 1 hour feels manageable, it feels doable, and even though you may have a busy schedule, when you begin to realize that this can contribute to you feeling happier and feeling better, finding 1 hour in a week is really possible. In addition, I recommend you first introduce play back into your life by doing it solo, playing by yourself. There could be many things that you're interested in. Choose one that feels good and find that 1 hour in the week and do it. Solo play can be anything you can do by yourself. It could be losing yourself in a coloring book. It could be playing jacks. It could just simply be playing with your dog or your cat. It could be skipping rocks on the river. It could be going swimming. It could be shooting hoops in the backyard. Anything that you do by yourself for the sheer fun of it, to play like you did when you were a child, is solo play. I want you to find that 1 hour. I want you to engage in that one fun activity. I want you to go play and lose yourself in the moment and enjoy playing again. I think you're going to be surprised with what happened in that 1 hour of solo play. After you've completed your first solo play activity, open up the workbook and answer the questions. When you're done, press play again to continue. Now we're going to talk about partner play. Partner play is the opportunity for you to find someone who will engage in that fun activity. Find someone who will play with you, doing something that you both share in common and that you have an interest in. This is an opportunity to share the experience of playing with someone that's going to hopefully appreciate it as much as you do. It's important when inviting someone to engage in a new fun activity that you talk about the purpose and intention of why you're playing. Society has conditioned us, in many instances, that playing is a competition. It's not a competition. It's not about who wins or loses. It's simply about having a good time and sharing the experience. When I began to think about taking action after learning about the importance and instinctiveness of play in my life, and I wanted to reintroduce it as an adult, I felt a little apprehensive. I felt a little weird. And particularly when I wanted to ask some of my friends and my partner to play with me, I felt uncomfortable. I wasn't quite sure how to approach the subject. But when I remembered that the people close to me want me to be happy, I realized by entering the conversation knowing that they're interested in my best interest, in my well-being, and told them, it makes me happy. I think you'll feel better and I think you'll feel happier too. The conversation became easier, more comfortable for both of us. Group play is an opportunity to share the experience and the fun of playing with more than just one person. This is an opportunity to bring together other friends and family members to share the experience of simply having a good time and feeling happy. As with partner play, it's important to talk with the folks you invite to group play about the purpose and the intention of the activity. Again, it's not about winning or losing. It's not about who does it best. It's about simply having fun. Whether you're playing volleyball or basketball, whether you're playing a card game or a board game, whether you're walking on the beach picking up shells, it's not about the outcome. It's not about who has the most shells. It's not about who wins the game. It's not about who scores the point or who's the best. It's about having fun and feeling happy. Now we're going to create your top 10 playlist. This includes 3 activities from your childhood. Those 3 things that you loved to do as a child that made you happy, where you had more fun than any other time. 3 activities from today that you would love to do again, but maybe you can't find the time. And then 3 activities from your wish list. 3 things that you would love to do that you've never done. And 1 bonus activity that you can add to one of the 3 areas. Take a moment and think about the things you did as a child that made you the happiest. Think about those playful activities. Think about those fun activities that you did with friends when you didn't have a care in the world. Whether it was playing jacks or marbles, whether it was riding your bike, whether it was running along the beach, whether it was playing baseball or basketball or soccer. Think about what you did as a child that brought you the most fun and made you feel the happiest. Of all those memories of fun play activities that you experienced as a child, I want you to choose your top three and write those down in the spaces provided in your workbook. Now I want you to take a minute and think about the activities that you love to play today. Maybe it's golf or racquetball or tennis or bowling or cards or putting puzzles together or board games. I want you to think of your top three activities you would love to do today that maybe you haven't made time for recently. Write those down in the spaces provided in your workbook. Now I want you to take a minute and think about activities you would love to do that you've never done before. This is your opportunity to think about all of the things you wished and dreamed you could do in your life and include them on your wish list. They may include skydiving, parasailing, scuba diving, or traveling off to remote exotic locations. Anything that you wished you could do, but you've never done. This is the area where we dare you to dream again and add these play activities into your life. Among those activities, I want you to pick your top three and write those down in the spaces provided in your workbook. Now we're going to help you build your top 10 list of places you feel happiest. I was blessed to grow up in the country, in a state in the United States. On our ranch, a creek ran across the property, and there was a particular place along this creek that I would go to get away from it all. As a kid, it was almost a magical place for me. When I wanted to escape mom and dad and my chores and the things I was supposed to be doing, I would go to a particular spot on this creek where the flow of the water slowed and it pooled up and widened, where the grass and the cattails that grew along the bank were lush and full. It was a place where the butterflies and the insects and rabbits used to congregate. And even to this day, 5 decades later, I can see that place in my mind's eye. I can touch a place in my heart, and I can experience again the feelings I felt when I was in that place. In those moments when I was there as a child, I felt as carefree, as easy, and as happy as any time I've felt in my life. And the fact that I can revisit that place and I can revisit those memories and I can regain those experiences and those feelings to me is one of the most valuable assets I have today as an adult. I can go back and I can still feel the cool, refreshing water on my feet. I can smell the fresh sweetness of the grass and the flowers. I can literally see in my mind's eye the fluttering wings of a beautiful butterfly as it descended upon a flower. All of that takes me back to a place in time that literally transports me out of the stress and difficult feelings I may have today as an adult, and I can regain the feeling of happiness that I had in those moments as a child. Is there a place that you have? A park nearby, or maybe a forest or a lake or the beach, or maybe it's just a tree. Or a garden of flowers, a place that you remember that you used to go, that would bring back memories of a place and time that literally transports you to a feeling of happiness like you had when you were in that place. Is there a place that you can go in your memories where you can again feel how good it felt to be in that moment when you were in that place, how happy you felt, how easy life felt for you, how good you felt when you were there? When you play today, is there a particular place that you like to play more than another? Do you prefer to shoot hoops on an outdoor basketball court or someplace where you're among big trees and nature? Is there a special place that you prefer to do that activity? Because when you think about combining playing again and those special places that have the best feelings for you, where you felt the happiest, imagine what the combination of the two of those things together will do for your happiness and how you feel. Open your program workbook now to start this exercise. When you're done, click the link below to continue.